Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be with you for the next hour. Really good show today. We're going to talk a little bit about the movies. The Oscars were last night. I'm guessing you didn't watch. Most of us didn't. And one of the greatest films of all time celebrated a huge milestone last week. The movement among musicians to support Ukraine continues to grow. I'll tell you about some of those very impressive efforts. Plus, we've got some new music, Phil's pick, and our one-hit wonder. All ahead in the next hour, right here, 91.5 WMFO.
You're not saying anything when I have nothing to say. Lying in the park on a beautiful day, sunshine in the grass and the children play. Sirens passing, fire engine red, someone's house is burning down on a day like this. The evening comes and we're hanging out on the front step and the car goes by with the windows rolled down and that war song is playing. Why can't we be friends? Someone is screaming and crying in the apartment upstairs.
That is the Dave Matthews Band from their 2009 album, Big Whiskey, Funny the Way It Is. And we heard the Talking Heads at the top of the hour with Psycho Killer here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here with you. Thank you for joining me this morning, and I hope you will enjoy the next hour. We've got a lot of good music and some interesting music facts planned for you. And I do hope you had a nice weekend. The Oscars were on TV last night. I'm recording this on the weekend, and so I don't know the results, but it doesn't much matter because I didn't see any of the Best Picture nominees. Anyway, COVID has pretty much kept me out of the movie theater. And it looks like the trend of releasing feature films on streaming cable, something that was unthinkable before the pandemic, it seems to be waning, and people are getting back to the theaters again. I am intrigued by the Coda film. That's the one that was set in New England about a young woman who is the child of deaf parents and wants to be a singer. I will probably see that. It was an early favorite, and who knows, it may have even won last night. I don't know. But that's one that I think I do want to check out. One thing I am fairly certain about that did happen last night is that the broadcast was probably seen by fewer people than ever. That has been a trend over the last few years that seems almost irreversible. The Globe had an article recently speculating about why that's happened. They argued that it's more about the industry than the telecast itself. And one thing that resonated with me in the article is that with the growing number of streaming services, scripted television has gotten so much better. And meanwhile, the movie industry has become kind of hostage to franchises and comic books. Every movie commercial, to me, looks like a video game now. And while I get that those movies are created because they look great on the big screen, and they do fund some of the smaller movies, but as the Globe said in the article, they don't elevate the medium so much as they babysit the kids. And I kind of agree with that. Hey, while we're on the subject of movies, last Thursday, March 24th, was the 50th anniversary of the release of the film The Godfather. I doubt there are many of you who are not familiar with The Godfather and the sequel Godfather 2. They are both considered among the greatest films ever made. Godfather launched the careers of Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, James Caan, and also had some of the best performances of Marlon Brando and Robert Duvall. Variety magazine last week interviewed the stars, and some really interesting facts about the making of the movie were revealed. One was that director Francis Ford Coppola was under fire from the beginning. The very first scene they shot was the wedding scene, and it was supposed to take 3 days, and it took 2 weeks. And from then on, the producers were constantly on the verge of firing him. And there were some epic control battles between him and the producers. And years later, it was revealed that the actors had quietly gotten together and decided that they would quit if he got fired. And then the movie obviously never would have been made. At one point, James Caan had already been cast as Sonny, and then Al Pacino came in and read for the role of Michael, and it did not go well. And so they actually asked James Caan to read for the part of Michael. Obviously, that all worked out in the end, but that's something that I didn't know until just now. The scene where Sonny gets ambushed at the toll booth, and apparently that was done in one take because there were so many of these little explosive devices that they used to make it look like bullets are hitting things. They're called squibs. James Caan had them all over his body, and the special effects team refused to set it up again because they said it was just too dangerous. So that scene was done in one take. And finally, Robert Duvall did not appear in Godfather 3 by choice for one simple reason: money. He said, if you're going to pay Pacino 3 or 4 times what you pay me, no way. You can pay him twice as much, but not 3 or 4. So one thing that the pandemic has stolen from me is the pleasure of going to the movies. I used to enjoy it a lot. I understand that things are coming back and that the theaters are getting filled again. I personally still don't quite feel comfortable doing it, but that is one thing I'm looking forward to hopefully this summer, is getting back into the movies. Well, right now it is time for Phil's pick. While we are all busy living our lives, Phil is listening to music constantly, living his life too, but listening to a lot of music and always thinking about stuff he'd like to share with us. It's a feature we call Phil's Pick. We do it every week, and let's hear what Phil's pick is for today.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is The Story by Brandi Carlile. Brandi Carlile is an American singer, songwriter, and producer whose music spans many genres. Those genres include pop, rock, alternative country, and folk. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got got no one to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain tops, swam all across the ocean blue, across all the lands and our local rules. And baby, I broke them all for you. Oh, because even when I was flat broke, you made me feel like a million bucks. You do. I was made for you. Hiding the words that don't come out. All of my friends who think that I'm blessed, they don't know my head is a mess. No, they don't know who I really am, and they don't know what I've been through like you do. And now
you and your sweet desire.
dive, cause you can't help the slack floating downstream.
I'm taking a dive.
So let her go. Don't start spoiling the show. It's a bad dream.
I'm taking
you. Enjoy sweet desire.
Don't you do it.
From their very excellent album, A New World Record, that is the Electric Light Orchestra, Living Thing. And before that, we heard the story from Brandi Carlile, which was Phil's pick this morning, here on WMFO and Rock of Ages. Thank you for listening. If you are listening in the Boston area, you can always listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you are out of town and in a place long ago and far away, you can listen to us on WMFO.org through either our live stream or on demand. Well, there's a lot going on in the world, and of course, the war in Ukraine continues to rage on. And the music community continues to rally behind Ukraine. Several things happened last week. A couple of weeks ago, I played Russians, that song by Sting, which he released in the 80s during the last Cold War. He released a new version of the song, and profits from the track are going to benefit Help Ukrainian Center, which is a volunteer storage center established by Ukrainian business owners where humanitarian and medical aid can be sent from all over the world. Also last week, Arcade Fire raised more than $100,000 for Plus One's Ukraine Relief Fund. They did 5 surprise club shows, 1 in New Orleans and 4 in New York. Over the course of the week, they invited fans to pay whatever they could afford for entry, and still they raised $100,000. Those were Arcade Fire's first full live shows since February 2020, and of course, ahead of their May 6th album release, their new album will be called We. And check this out. A Ukrainian punk band has re-recorded The Clash's London Calling as a protest song and a resistance theme against the Russian invasion. The group is called Beton, B-E-T-O-N. They're a punk hardcore trio, and they received permission from the surviving members of The Clash to record Kyiv Calling, which changes the lyrics as a kind of call to action to fellow Ukrainians and the rest of the world. It was recorded in a studio in a city called Lviv, Ukraine, on March 17th and 18th, on the same day the Russians were firing missiles at the city, and it became a kind of a hub for displaced citizens there. The leader of the band is an orthopedic doctor who is currently treating war victims, and his bandmates are both members of the Ukrainian Territorial Defense. So let's give a listen now. It's a little hard to pick out the words, but if you listen closely, I think you can do it. This is Kyiv Calling on Rock of Ages.
Calling to the faraway towns, no war is declared.
Former New York City policeman Eddie Mahoney, stage name Eddie Money. Here on Rock of Ages, that's Give Me Some Water. And before that, we heard Kyiv Calling from the Ukrainian punk band called Beton, done with the permission and blessing of The Clash. And if you've been wondering how you can support Ukraine and the effort there, and you're kind of at a loss, one thing you can do is drop the $1.29 on iTunes, I guess, and buy that song. We have some notable birthdays in the rock world this week. On Saturday, Steven Tyler turned 72. He was born Steven Tallarico in Yonkers, New York. Also today, Stephanie Germanotta is celebrating a birthday. You know her better as Lady Gaga. She turns 36. Tomorrow, Blues Traveler frontman John Popper will be 55, and Eric Clapton will be 77. And on Wednesday, Norah Jones will turn 43, and one thing I didn't know is that her father is the Indian sitar player Ravi Shankar. He, of course, inspired many of the Beatles, particularly George Harrison, and that, turns out, is Norah Jones' dad. Also on this date in 1985, four-year-old Alicia Cook makes her acting debut on the Slumber Party episode of The Cosby Show. She becomes famous later as Alicia Keys. And on this date in 1981, Blondie's Rapture hits number one, becoming the first chart topper with rap. Well, here on Rock of Ages, we play the best rock from all eras, and we like to play new music when we can. Today, we're going to play something that's kind of new, kind of not. To mark the release of their 2021 studio album, Pressure Machine, the deluxe edition, The Killers have released a reimagined version of the song, The Getting By. It is called The Getting By 2. The original version is a kind of pensive, melancholy ballad, but here they kind of channel the arena rock style of Bruce Springsteen, who leader Brendan Flowers unapologetically idolizes. And it's a sound The Killers used a lot on Pressure Machine. So let's listen to this new one. It's called The Getting By 2 by The Killers on Rock of Ages.
Thank you. note, she swears that she don't hear it. Says that I'm as quiet as a mouse. I comb my hair and throw some water on my face. Back out of the stillness of our house. I see sky.
Coming on. all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught it yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All horses snorting fire.
Those are the Outlaws, Ghost Riders in the Sky. And we heard the Killers before that, The Getting By 2, which is a new version of The Getting By, which came out last year from the Killers. When was the last time you bought either a record or a CD? Most of us now are using one of the streaming services for our music, and that is reflected in a recent report from the Recording Industry Association of America, who have released their report for music sales in the year 2021. And although streaming is definitely king, there is some surprising news about album sales and CD sales. In general, the music industry had a great year in 2021, posting about $15 billion in revenue, driven mostly by a surge in streaming, some solid vinyl and CD sales, and even the inclusion of TikTok music revenue for the first time. This report had a lot of statistics in it, and I'm going to throw a bunch of them at you now. But if you listen closely, there is some interesting information here. Streaming accounted for 83% of revenue. Physical format, we're talking about vinyl albums and CDs, was about 11%. And digital sales, like iTunes, were about 4%. And even though the physical stuff, vinyl, records, and CDs, account for only 11% of the industry's complete revenue, records enjoyed its 15th straight year of growth, soaring 61% to $1 billion in 2021. And even CDs, which last year were overtaken by vinyl albums for the first time since the 1980s, they saw a very healthy boost, 21% to $584 million. That is the first year-over-year increase in CD revenues since 2004. For the first time since 1996, both CDs and vinyl records experienced growth in the same year, and the last time that vinyl records exceeded $1 billion was 1986. Now, experts believe that COVID had something to do with all of this, although no one is really quite sure how, but it just seems like these are really new trends that have been revealed over the last couple of years. The boom in vinyl records is even bringing a revival to record stores. Last week, The Globe had an article about a new store that's opening in the North End. A couple of record lovers are going to open Good Taste Records on April 1st. And the article mentions many record stores in the Boston area that are now thriving. So I had a huge record collection that I was tired of lugging around in crates from place to place, and so I sold most of my albums right before the big vinyl revival. I sort of wish I hadn't done it, but I did. But it looks like albums and CDs are making a very, very strong comeback. Well, every week on the show, I like to feature a one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Let's turn to that now. Today we're going to talk about the band Free. They were a British blues rock band that formed in London in the late 60s, led by singer Paul Rodgers. They released six albums between 1968 and 1973, and then they broke up. This song is an album rock classic. It's from their third album. It has been certified by ASCAP as a member of the rare 1 Million Airplays Club. Paul Rodgers went on to lead the band Bad Company. You'll recognize his voice here. And Rolling Stone magazine ranked him as number 55 on their list of the greatest rock singers of all time. But for Free, this was their only album rock radio hit. This is All Right Now on Rock of Ages.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her foot. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love. Thank you.
That's Low Cut Connie from the 2020 album Private Lives. The song is Help Me. And our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week was Free, featuring Paul Rogers on lead vocals and All Right Now. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here with you. We've got time for one more song, and we'll get to it right after this.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
From their debut album, simply called The Cars. The Cars on Rock of Ages.
She shadows me in the mirror. She never leaves on the light. And some things that I say to her, they just don't seem to bite. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. She tricks me into thinking I can't believe my eyes. I wait for her forever, but she never does arrive. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you liked it. My name is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you again next Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock, playing the best rock from all eras here on Rock of Ages. Until then, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.